Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
The Pod Network Entertainment.
Yon! Hello!
Alright.
Nakikita niyo ba kami?
Nagtuturuan kami kung sino mag-introduce. Pero sa totoo lang.
Gusto mo ako na lang. I introduce myself.
This guy needs no freaking introduction. Ano to? Medyo kung si Aris, kamarang...
Kaedad?
Kasabayan.
Oh, on the same level as Aris, pare.
Hindi naman
when
siguro.
It goes to being in the industry and impacting the industry.
Okay. Impacto in the industry.
Impacto in the industry. So, naalala ko pa si Jimmy. Noon wala pang mga masyadong mga YouTube, internet. Sa TV ko pa nakikita to, pare. Oh,
uso TV eh.
Anong show yon? Puta, kudrado pa yung TV.
Yung paluskos musmus.
Ano, yung... Nakalimutan ko din. Basta sila, The Late Kuya Mick, may mga TV show yan sila eh.
Yeah, it's Hardcore Brothers.
Hardcore Brothers.
Right. Yun. And they would go all over the country. Wala pa mga vloggers, wala pa mga ano. And the only people you'd see on TV would be like sila Jay, right?
Na, wala pang internet nun.
wala pa masyado. Honestly, right?
Yeah.
And then it was like sila Jay doing motorcycle. Actually, this is pre-Motorcycle Diaries, no?
Yes.
So this was like the first TV show about motorcycles in the Philippines.
Yeah, that's Hardcore Brothers Easy Ride. It ran for 4 seasons.
Yon. Yeah. So Jimmy has... What year?
No, we're proud of it. It's 2007. I guess people say that, you know, medyo we were ahead during that time. And yeah, wala pa masyadong internet nun. Pakiramdaman pa lang ang internet that time.
Oo.
Pakiramdaman.
Parang ano, wala pang iPhone nun eh. So Jimmy was doing this. He was part of the community. He was celebrating riding even before then. And then you got into building a brand. Got into... grabe. I mean, your impact on the motorcycle community since 2007. So again, natuturuan kami kasi ang hirap i-intro si Jimmy.
Oh, dami kanya-kanyang definition.
Sabi ko nga ako na lang.
So welcome to the show, Jimmy.
Thank you.
Pero
dami na. Sabi ni Raymond Villanueva, institution daw si Jimmy.
Brad, I just started early.
Mas matanda lang.
No, pero thank you for having me, Tunay na Riders, Bak, Iba. Maki, salamat, salamat. And to all the people listening, watching, good evening. Thank you Bobby for supporting Tunay na Riders. Oh, that's my uncle.
Hello, Bobby Tablado. Oh. Hi, Jai Tito Bob watching.
Tito Bob.
Yeah, straight from Tugigaro. He's a DJ.
Ooh. Ah, DJ. Hello.
Shout out.
Shout out.
Shout out.
Model number 69. 169 pala, hindi.
169. All right, so, no, there's a lot of stuff happening. And alam mo naman, when Jimmy zigs, the whole industry will zag. So, we'll get to that a little bit later, because when he moves, it's gonna change the moto space in the Philippines.
Mm-hmm.
So before we start jumping into that, kasi medyo wala si Aris, so yung moto chismis part, mahina kami sa ganon. how did you start Hardcore Brothers? Was it like a TV show first? Was it a custom house? Was it anong, what was behind it?
Okay, number one, thank you for asking that. No, Hardcore Brothers started just like any other business, it started as a dream. I started from a small apartment. Started shopping, you know, customizing motorcycles. But before that, it was basically Hardcore Brothers. They thought kasi it's a club. Well, number one, to our viewers, and I've been saying this for like 17 years now, Hardcore Brothers is not a club.
It's an OnlyFans channel.
We're just a bunch of friends who care for each other.
Yeah.
It's
a bunch of friends who care for each other. Hardcore. Yeah.
That's how we met also, diba?
Yeah, yeah.
Pero rewind a bit how we started out of passion. Me and my ex, when we started, my wife now.
Yeah, wife now.
I know you're watching.
I'm thinking, wait a minute. Isa lang yung kilala ko, ha?
Yeah, so we were working two different recording companies when I proposed that. And I had this idea of, you know, starting a motorcycle chop shop. So that's where the Hardcore Brothers started. And then everything was, you know, eventually we had a TV show and we established that already with the help of Butch Lihe, diba? So,
So I remember that era, no? That era,
there was a lot. Parang tagal na eh. Parang tumatanda, brad.
There was like a lot. That's when kind of yung custom motorcycle thing was kind of becoming big globally.
Correct.
Ang dami mga shows, did you get your inspiration from that?
Oh, yeah. I basically got inspired watching the bike build-offs.
Yo.
Billy Lane, Indian Larry, the names, diba? Even the father and sons, American Choppers.
Senior.
Yeah, the senior. So, we got inspired by that one. And then we tried to emulate it here. And I guess nothing is bad there. But with the business per se, we started customizing bikes and building bikes for local international companies.
Ah, so you also followed that route, yung parang customizing for institutions.
Kasi nandoon yung pera.
Yung normal na rider,
hindi. If you will just customize bikes from friends, Brad.
Mag-aapiran lang kayo na.
Red horse ng katapat niya, di ba?
Tama.
Yeah, that's how we started the business per se in Makati.
Pre-moto builds to, di ba?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Anong year ang ano?
Ang moto builds, 2015. 2016.
Yeah, Hardcore Brothers started 2007.
Ano yung mga challenges mo nung time na yon? Kasi pang Lazada customs nun. Wala pang Lazada customs.
Chap-chap din. Yung Shopee custom, di ba?
Chap-chap custom cycles dati. Kasi kakahuyin mo eh. Yun yung
wala
style
pang,
dati.
Wala pang U-bend sa SM.
Pero going back to your question, back challenges, no? Starting a business has always been a challenging. Being a startup. And then, having said that, biggest challenge namin was we established Hardcore Brothers 2007, and then late 2008 yun yung recession in the States. So di ba sabi ko nga, sino magpapakustomize? Bisyo lang yan. Ooh. Sino bibili ng big bike na nakakonsign sa amin? Bisyo lang yan. So we almost closed the company after 1.5 years. Yun yung biggest challenge. So talagang sabi ko nga in this business.
Because of the recession?
Because of the recession in the States. So sabi, again,
sila
diba?
Liman to, di ba?
Sino si Liman? Kapitbahay mo dati?
Oh.
Liman Brothers.
Best friend niya. Yeah, tapos, ayun. So, syempre, apektado tayo.
Oh,
and, alam mo naman what happens in the States pagka may recession.
Lahat.
The dollars were very dependent on the dollars of business. So yun. We almost closed the shop. Pero, we were guided. Ito, lagi ko naman kinikwento to. Imagine, Hardcore Brothers, meron lang akong dalawang mechanic before. And because of that recession, hindi ko na mapasweldo. So what I did was, alam niyo yung sinasanla yung ORCR ng sasakyan. I went through that without telling my wife now, Flairy. Kasi pride ko na lang yun, di ba? Pero wala akong pampasweldo. So sinanla ako sa isang financing company, yung ORCR. That was my Nissan Frontier pickup.
Wow.
Just so mapasweldo ko dalawang tao. Diba? So, pero after that, there was a time na we were about to close the shutters. So Makati pa yun, eh? Mm-hmm. You've been there. We were about to close the shutters ng shop, ng Hardcore Brothers. And I was on, eto, this is genuine. I was on all fours. Meaning, nakadapa na ako lahat-lahat na, pati tuhod. Yung, alam mo yung iyak na hindi ka na makahinga. And I was asking the main man, akala ba hindi mo ko iiwan? Di ba? Ganyan. Tapos, maya-maya, yung during the peak of my drama, my crying and asking. Kasi paglabas ko doon, I'll tell the mechanic, sorry, close na tayo tomorrow.
Wow,
close
shop. God.
Close shop. But at right at that very moment, biglang may kumakatok sa door, sa office ko kasi nasa loob ako. Sir, sabi niya nun, may naghahanap po, may tatanong. So ako naman, sige, pahintay lang, sandali lang. So I was wiping my tears. Kasi wala eh, hindi ka na nga makahinga eh. Alam mo yun, ano tawag niya pag hindi ka makahinga?
Hika?
Hindi.
Bangungot?
Tulog yun. Anyway, yun. So eventually, lumabas ako ng door and then, yes ma'am, how can I help you? Siyempre, tinadaya mo, magayang mata ko. May pinakita siyang picture. Sir, gumagawa kayo na ito. Tapos tinignan ko. It's a full chop, 300 rear tire, you know, the fat tires, full chop. Mm. We're talking about 800cc engine. Tapos sabi ko, yes ma'am. Siyempre, lakasan na lang loob. Eh. Sabi ko nga, the next day, wala na, tapos na, di ba? So, lakasan na loob. Sabi ko, yes ma'am. Eh, kabisado ko naman yung mga parts. Eh. Sabi niya, so, magkano aabutin? Di, nagbigay ako ng number. And to be honest, nagbigay ako ng number na realistic. Pero since kabisado ko siya, mahal.
Mm.
To the tune of millions.
Wow, okay.
Kasi, I mean...
No, but I mean, it's...
Kasama importation of the engine and everything, di ba? So... hindi ko siya binudol. It's the real price for that kind of shop or project. Tapos nung sinabi ko, yes ma'am, binigay ko yung price. Tapos mamaya pumapasok na si yung husband niya, Dad, gumagawa sila. Ayun na, pagsilip kong ganun, I was seeing a brand new Mercedes-Benz na nangingintab na two-door sa labas.
Hmm?
So ako naman, good evening po, ganyan-ganyan. Dad, gumagawa raw sila. Tapos nung sinabi yung price, so magkano raw? Hindi nag-usap sila mag-asawa. Go, game.
Yon.
That was the turning point.
Wow.
Answered prayer yon. This is not a Christian show. But it always happens at the last minute. So keep the faith.
You're still friends with those guys.
Hindi, oh yes.
Hindi kami ready sa ganitong klaseng kwento.
You ask me mga challenges.
Drama na yung
na ako.
Drama na yung usapan natin.
Pero that's how we were able to turn around the negative challenges.
No, I mean, I feel you about it. I mean, a lot of people, mga kaibigan natin, no? During the pandemic, all went through that, no? Yung parang almost losing their businesses, closing shops. Some did, a lot of people. And so, but that's a core. Remember when we had Inigo on the show?
Grit.
Inigo Pimentel. So, one of the things that's kind of common among guys here is one, it's passion for the community. You really, I mean, okay lang hindi kumita eh. Wag lang malugi. And then that's one. And passion will also drive grit, determination. If you are a logical person without any passion, without an ano, and you're looking at it sa negosyo standpoint, hindi mo ipapasok yan eh. Diba, you would have stuck to your 9-to-5 job. Yeah. You would have stuck working for ano, it's easy. It's easier.
Hindi ka pumasok, may sweldo ka.
Oh, hindi mo kailangan, hindi ka na iiyak tuwing 13th month or tuwing sweldo.
Yes, yes.
But being an entrepreneur and being passionate about what you're building is huge.
True, true. I guess it's always, you have to be driven by passion, especially in the business. Kasi kung hindi mo ibibigay todo, wala rin. It cannot be half-baked with business. It's either all in or nothing. It's always like that.
Grabe. So after that, ang question,
dami ng blessings.
yun na yung parang ano, kickstarter na yun. Ito na, yung mandar na yung
mga binigyan ka ng second chance, so don't lose it. Yeah. So, I never want to go back to that kind of feeling again, to be honest. That's why I'm sharing it na talagang wala, habulin mo talaga. And we can work even without, you know, especially since may family sa tayo ngayon, syempre, you have to work hard. Pero pag may passion ka, money comes second place eh. It's the happiness, di ba? Para kan, sabi nga ng mga friends ko before when I started Hardcore Brothers, ang sarap ng trabaho mo, no? Para naglalaro ka lang sa loob-loob. That's what you think.
Inaakala nyo.
That's what you think. But yes.
Diba? No, no, it's true. I agree. You get to work with people you like.
Yes.
Di ba?
Yes.
And it's...
I get to ride with people like this guys. Totoo lang. Especially this guy. From long time ago.
A long, long time ago, man.
Si kukwento nyo ba yun?
Wag.
Yung Queso Nab?
Adonis.
Adonis days.
Yung 690.
Huwag natin pag-uusapan. Yung mga ginagawa natin para kumita, ha?
Yan.
Doon medyo bata-bata pa tayo.
Okay, alam nyo na.
Yun yung pampuno sa passion eh.
Totoo. Okay. Pero siguro it's nice to share this also with your followers. Mm. No? And there's a lot of them. Oh. They're watching. Oh. Diba? Hi, AC. Anyway.
Mga tropa. Mga yan. Followers pare. Mga tropa lang.
Mga tropa lang.
Diba?
Umuulan, nasa bahay lang, tumatambay.
Kasi the passion, why we are here, and especially sa tunay na riders, diba? The passion is not... This for you, this is not work.
It's 169 episodes.
Yeah, of, 169
of us spending money.
Oh, kaya nakikita niyo yung mga nasa harap na yan. Salamat diyan ha.
Salamat
so much. Helmet dryer. Ayan ha. Meron tayo yan. Tapos yan, empty helmets. Tapos ito pa.
Wait. Oh, speaking of passion
and supporters, may nag-support sa amin. Well, tawag, diba?
Sana magiging sponsor, but there it's called The Park Silang, and they are a premium glamping events and vacation place.
No? Looks good.
It's super nice, and I love glamping. I don't like camping. I like glamping.
Pakita mo ba?
Ayan.
So, because alam ko medyo stressed ka, Jimmy, we'd like to thank the Park Silang, and we'd like to give you a 1,000 peso off discount voucher.
Yun.
Ride na tayo going here.
Ride na tayo. No, actually, it's a great place, and we will be giving away.
I'm looking at the brochure kanina.
Three more.
Park Silang discount. Oh wait, akin yung isa. Sorry. Kailangan yung isa sa akin. Sorry ah.
Oh, dalawa.
Ayan, dalawa.
Eh, paano sumali?
Well, we know that we haven't gotten the punchline yet, but we know that Jimmy is going to start a new chapter. We haven't gotten there yet, but what are your wishes and happy thoughts for Jimmy? Parang kasal. For Jimmy. Eh,
dapat pala yung asawa ko na
to join that, join the raffle, answer the question.
Happy thoughts.
Well wishes.
Well wishes for Jimmy. Yun. And this comment in
pipili
the comment section.
Pipili kami dalawa.
Yun.
Okay? Oh, yun.
So, I gotta say hi to Jen. there.
Jenna Henyo?
Yeah. Hi, Jenna.
Uy, tunay na writer hey, po. Baka yan.
Baka biglang sumipot. Biglang sumisipot yan si Jenna.
Yan, yan. Nagkukunwari na wala rito.
Oo, nandyan lang yan.
Oo, nga.
Sa labas. Nasa kabila. Tapos biglang papasok.
Patext-text ka pa.
Anyway. So, ang ganda ng kwento, no? Yung hirap ng Hardcore Brothers.
Hardcore talaga.
Hardcore. Talaga. Oh.
Ngayon, ang question ko, ha, paano mo na-acquire ang Royal Enfield?
Okay.
From being a custom shop to a dealer.
And Hardcore Brothers rin yun.
Yes. 5 years into Hardcore Brothers custom, you know, customizing, bike building, I just had this crazy idea, and I'm a big fan of Royal Enfield back then kasi number one, we always want to be different, diba? Walang Royal Enfield dito, so don't tataka ako why.
And, what around what year is this?
2002 years, sorry. As early as 2009 when I started researching on Royal Enfield. Kasi I grew up sa Supertramp, doon ko lang nakikita yun. You know that Supertramp card, guys?
Ay, di namin alam yan! Alam
ko lang Pokemon at Gran Turismo.
Tapos palakasan tayo ng acceleration.
Di
namin alam yan. Paramihan ng stars.
Ayun, wala akong alam dyan.
Ayun, so, I love old things. So, doon ko una na-discover siya. Tapos, what I did was, inside my PC, I made, this is the start, no? I made a PowerPoint presentation just for my personal consumption. So, there's
a Royal Enfield.
PC pa talaga ang tawag. PC.
Wala pa akong mabili na laptop noon. So, yung PC ko, nandun, gumawa ko ng PowerPoint, here's Royal Enfield, na wala kong kalam-alam kasi hindi naman sila active sa internet or social media before. Wala pa talaga, di ba? That was 2009. So, tapos may isang brand, I won't mention na, nandito na rin naman sa Pinas eh, pero puro assumptions, puro positive assumptions na kung ano makuha ko lang sa internet, eh baby pa yung internet noon somehow eh. Di ba? Tapos, yun nga, nandoon lang siya, nakapark, dinedevelop ko yan from time to time and nakapark lang sa PC ko for 2 years. And then, here comes the how it happened, no? After 2 years, we were about to, you know, closing time again ng shop ng Hardcore Brothers sa Bagtikan, the original one. Biglang may pumasok na, you know, young dude, tingin-tingin naman nakakonsign, tinitingnan niya Harley, mga Triumph, nandun doon. Tapos all of a sudden, bigla siya nagtanong sa akin na, do you have Royal Enfield?
Mm.
So that was a light bulb moment, no? Parang talagang, uy, 5 years into Hardcore Brothers, first time may nagtanong ng Royal Enfield. As in, so sabi ko sa kanya, would you like to step into my room, my office? I'll show you something. Ano lang?
Ako, hindi ako sasama.
Sabi, alam mo, nabasa ko yung
Tumaga niya, excited, di na, bro. Okay lang, nagtatanong lang po. Balik na lang po ako bukas.
Hanip ka ba? So yun, I showed him my PowerPoint presentation for my personal consumption only.
Wow.
Tapos sabi niya ganun, oh, this is amazing. I know somebody, my uncle works inside the plant.
What?
Wow.
I'm not kidding you. Tapos sabi niya ganun,
my God.
You want? So I go, yes, of course, why not? So he gave me the number. So umalis na siya, di ba? The next day, I didn't lose time, pare. I have to call the number.
NDD direct call.
Tap, yeah. Tinawagan ko yung number. Yun. So, lo and behold, wrong number. It's true. It's true. Pero at least, di ba? At least, nakatulong, na-ignite ako. Siya yung, siya yung catalyst to why will I researched further. So, what I did, hanggang nakakuha ko yun, and then I eventually got the real number, and then I was talking to the guys at Royal Enfield, and they told me to. They sent me an email to prepare this amount of requirements. Eh, di ba, baby pa nga internet noon. So what I did was, I pursued that. I went to LTO, literally the library of LTO, yung alikabok noon, linabas ko lahat. Kasi walang record ng mga 500cc and big bikes, di ba? Yes, we have MDPPA, which is kumpleto sa data. But even right now for the big bikes, it's kind of vague when it comes to datas we need, no? So, that's what happened. pinascan ko lahat nung nakuha ko. I completed it. And then, okay, so I have to share this again. So when I was about to send it, I called up a friend. He was the first marketing manager namin, si Mark Chwidian. He works with Wheeltech now.
Yeah, yeah.
Si Mark, no? Okay. He belonged that time sa Christian Motorcyclist Association. So we're very close. No? Tapos sabi ko sa kanya, brother, I need your help. Over the phone to.
Wow. Si Mark pala.
Sabi ko sa kanya, Brad, can you pray? Kasi I'm about to press very important documents to be sent out to Royal Enfield, India. So that's what we did. Tapos pag sabi niya amen, I pressed enter. Boom. So, thank you. And lo and behold nga, after 1 week, I got an email inviting us to visit the plant in Chennai, India.
And Yahoo mail, finally, Yahoo mail pa yan.
And finally, na-meet mo yung
team. Yahoo pa rin.
No, but that's
Yahoo Messenger.
That's crazy, man. I mean, the balls you have to reach out to this company without having experience in distribution of motorcycles. Pare, that's the thing.
Eh, kasi gusto eh.
It's passion that's driving you, pare. You're not thinking about what could go wrong.
No, in your mind, always look at the positive side. I am never a pessimist
hardcore
person.
Hardcore talaga.
Hardcore, hardcore. Patay kung patay. No. Pero BKP. That's how it started. Tapos, so we got invited. We prepared our visas. We went there. Tapos pagdating namin doon, konting intro, hi, hello, looking at the documents. Siguro, in less than 30 minutes of serious meeting. And ito pa nakakatawa. I'll talk to the audience this time. It's my first time to go to India. Tapos yung nag-i-interview sa akin, tinagtatanong, gumaganong-ganon. So sa loob-loob ko, para akong ginigrill. Na parang, ano ba to? Humihindi. Stress na ako. No, it's my first time. Ganun. Yung pala, di ba? As we know now, that's how they say, aha, yes, yes.
No, but that's the weird thing about that is,
yun din yung no.
That's also no. Depending on how they tilt their head,
how they spring it.
Yeah. Galing, I mean, that's the, anyway.
Yeah. Tapos, yun nga, after like 30 minutes of feeling ko grilling, they handed me the contract.
Wow. So so one thing is like you guys have experience in the motorcycle community, in building motorcycles and setting up a business that was successful. What made them decide to give you
ikaw
the
na,
pogi tayo.
Yung profile ba na
nagko-customize? I think it's the portfolio of us customizing and then I'm sure they did some CI also, some research and ano pa lang, di ba? Wala pang Facebook noon eh. Not Friendster. The puro pictures.
Multiply.
I think they researched on that one and MySpace. I gave them the link.
MySpace. Oh.
They saw that we have a lot of friends, you know, the followers. Kasi that was the cruiser community back then, which I've been working on. That's how we met, right? So, ayun.
May blogspot pa nga nun eh.
Blogger.
Iba Bernardo that blogspot.
Yeah, so pagbigay nila ng contract, syempre I didn't sign it kagad. Sabi ko, let us sleep on this first. So what I did, pagdating ng hotel, I scanned it and sent it to the lawyer to check. Yung mga vital points na lang. And so far so good naman. And so the next day, we signed it and the rest is history.
There. Okay. There a lot of things that are involved in bringing in a brand, no?
Yeah.
And you're talking about service, you're talking about MOQ, and it's not easy. And coming from your experience before, I mean, what were the what did you guys have to do that you're like, oh my God, I gotta do this, hindi ko pa alam yan? What were the things that you... I guess
kasi it's like bago sa amin. We have an idea naman somehow because of running the business for during that time 5 years na into hardcore. But distributorship, of course, I'm not gonna deny it that we approached some seasoned importers already or into the industry. And I'm not going to deny this, and I'm always proud of this. One of the main persons or people who said yes when I asked them na should I bring in Royal Enfield kasi mukhang okay naman eh, ganyan. Nagtanong-tanong was Lester Dizon.
Yeah, okay.
And Aher Kyocho. And Aher right now is with Benelli, di ba? But Aher was the main person who told me na nung narinig niya lahat na sinabi ko, I kind of defended the brand. Go for it. And yun. So basically, for a short time, these guys were my advisors. And that was 12 years ago.
Okay, those are good guys to have helping you out.
Yes.
I love this comment by Jenna. No? Soul plus knowledge plus passion plus action equals magic. And then si Henorio, Zen and the art of motorcycling maintenance equals passion.
No, thank you, guys. Thank you, Jenna.
Grabe. All right.
Can't deep. So deep.
So now we've got the background of Jimmy from his time as a TV star to OCC, you know, biker build off, and no, and then as an entrepreneur bringing in one of the biggest brands in the world. And RE at that time was very, very different from what RE is today.
Oh, yes.
Oh,
yes. It is, for me, the most improved motorcycle brand. No, I remember the first time I was like one of the first people who,
yeah,
I was writing for Top Gear at the time.
Yes,
that demo.
I remember that.
Oh, and pinakita ko kay Zach.
Yeah,
yung ano, and that wala pang makina noon.
Catalyst ako na.
Sa ano, sa
you were the catalyst kay Zach. Why he got his first Royal Enfield?
Yep.
Classic 500 chrome.
And that.
Sa Tao Tech yun, di ba?
Oh, sa Tao Tech.
Exactly. I hope you watch it.
That RE
Tao Tech ka,
inspired him to set up Makina like a couple years later.
True.
Di mo na, Moto Builds mo na.
Yeah.
Moto Builds Pilipinas mo na. Ganito yung timeline yan. Kasi that's the time when I started, nagkaroon ako interest sa custom bikes eh. Honda Cub, Street Cub, tapos umattend kami ng event ni Sir Jimmy sa Makati, parang Royal Enfield. May banda pa noon. Doon ko una naalala.
Branding, pinasarado natin
kalsada. Oo, sarado yung kalsada. Sabi ko, sobrang astig naman dito. Parang,
binuli natin yung barangay, no? Pinasarado ko yung kalsada.
Oo, si Raymond and ano, si isa, kalimutan ko. Sila yung nag-invite sa akin.
Now, you know what's awesome about not knowing what you're doing? Because I do a lot of things and I'm like totally clueless about how the right way to do it is, like how professionals do it,
yeah.
Is you do crazy things like that. Diba? Uh-huh. You do things that, you know, my market's gonna, my friends will like this. Maybe this will help us sell bikes. Diba? And you just do it so differently from everybody else.
Yeah. Tapos ano, usong-uso yung custom bikes that time. And yeah. Royal Enfield is the most, this highly customized bike that time from the Classic 350. Diba? Tapos,
kasi mura parts.
Mura parts. Tsaka madaling i-customize. And sila Sir Jimmy talaga yung nagsasabi na customizable yan. And Royal Enfield ang unang sumuporta sa Motobills Pilipinas.
Yes.
One of the first ones sa Tiendecitas. Enfield lang makikita mong motor dun. Na yung iba, wala pa yung ibang brands that time eh. Eh, yun yung masasabi ko na paano ko nakita yung Royal Enfield up until today na how they establish themselves here in the Philippines.
Pero I think a lot of what drives that is Jimmy helping friends.
Oh.
I mean, he's in all the events. And it's not about, hey, anong ROI? Ano yung KPI? Ano yung, di ba? Jimmy's like, hey, Jimmy, we're doing something. All right, I'm there.
Natatawa si Maki para kilala niyo yung mga ganun.
Ne, dusa.
And then siguro kasi, it goes with the community. I'm happy kasi wherever, however my company and myself elevated the brand to where it is now, to wherever it is now, It's because of the community, the acceptance of the enthusiasts, the acceptance of the riders, the acceptance of friends, and the support of the, especially, I salute my media friends. Kasi, ano yan eh, into one network, di ba? Humbly saying, to be honest, is if not because of all these guys and all the clients or friends who supported us, it wouldn't be where it is now. Wherever it is now. Yeah.
So, as we all know, been a week na yata since nag press release si Jimmy about the separation from RE.
Okay.
Oh, well, okay, so this is why we have the show today. All right, ito na yung moto chismis section. All right, where why we're asking for well-wishes.
Ah, era, makinig na, makinig
kayo mabuti.
English to.
San yung tissue?
What is the next big thing after the RE?
Oh, all right. Siguro before I answer the next big thing for Hardcore Brothers and yours truly, diba? Having handled Royal Enfield for 12 years, it was very fruitful. And sabi ko nga, wherever it is now, I'm happy where we were able to bring it from scratch. Kasi when we first brought it in, people were like asking, is that a Royal Enfield? Ah, noodle brand? Is that a Yossi brand? Yeah, because of the logo, the old logo before, parang Yossi talaga eh.
Parang Crest.
Parang Chesterfield.
Yeah, exactly. So akala nila ganun. And there was a time also na, you know, this is worth mentioning also, sa showroom, pagka may pumasok, uy, ang ganda, ganyan-ganyan. Ang ganda ng classic. Saan siya gawa? Sasabihin ko sa kanya, it's British heritage, which is true.
Correct.
Pero saan siya ginawa? Right now, the plant is in India. That was like 12 years ago. Pag sabi kong gano'n, wala na akong kausap sa likod. I felt that a lot of times. But that drove us even more to pursue na, you know what? It's not the country. It's the motorcycle. Oh,
correct.
Correct? And right now, everything is being made in India. From Jaguar to Land Rovers, to Defenders, and even KTMs, right?
KTMs, yeah.
Malamang yung kausap mo na yun, nakikipag-agawan pa sa stock ng best pa ngayon.
Hindi, tsaka alam mo yan, nung time na dami nagtatanong about Royal Enfield, alam mo ginawa nila, Jimmy? Sige, patakbo sa Iron Man. Sige, akit tayo Himalayan.
Oh yeah.
Yun doon ang nagsimula. Yeah.
That's how we Turatec Adventure.
Koto Mines. Tara, Koto Mines.
That's how we positioned it kasi we know that it's a durable bike.
Mm.
The first time that was January 2012 straight out of the box, 20 kilometers pa lang tinatakbo ng tatlong demo units namin. Sinali namin sa Boss Iron Man Challenge and they all finished.
Mm-hmm.
Pero nung pinipila namin dati sa EDSA, sa Wilcon, di ba? Pinapasok namin ganun, pinagtitinginan, makakatapos ba yun? Kita mo, narinig mo nagbubulungan, makakatapos ba yun?
Kasi
ano yan,
kaka-restore
lang? Ganun?
Nakaka-restore
lang? kasi may battle green, the classic 500 green.
The matte one, ang ganda nun.
That was, during the time, was one of our best sellers. So, dinibank namin yung questions nila na makakatapos ba yan? Ay, restored. Ano yan?
Mismo.
And then, yan. After how many hours, finishers. Honestly. So, ganun na catapult kagad. Tapos mga Turatec Adventures, lahat yan sinalihan namin all for, just to prove that the units are good.
Capable enough.
So, I'm proud of what we did.
But, okay. That bike, I would never take on the Ironman. but going to how RE has improved over the years, the Hima and the Scram, I definitely would.
Ganda.
Sure.
Diba? Iba na yung takbo eh.
Yeah. Especially the Himalayan kasi for me, that's among the Royal Enfield models. I'll go for the Himalayan anytime. That's why I rode it twice, diba? Twice up in the Himalaya. So, it's really durable.
Hindi lang durable. Yung term na bulletproof, talagang dumikit sa Royal Enfield.
At saka comfy. Yung comfort yung habol ko.
Anyway. Kasi sa yung lahat Hima, ng nasakyan, ang dami ko na nasakyan ng motor.
Balibag mo kahit saan.
Oh, yung ginamit mo sa Himalayas.
Oh, yung Scram 411 ba yun? Hmm. Utan, ang galing na ano, ng upuan nun. Hindi, yeah. Wala naman ang DRCB dito. Wala si Shara Soto.
With going back, si Jenna and Telly Buhay, man. Hey, Telly's Telly.
Telly's been with us for the longest time.
Most approachable CEO, sabi ni Telly. And si Jenna, didn't even realize he was CEO until years after.
I remember that, Jenna.
Si Telly's Foro ba yan? Oy, Telly's Foro, pakita ka.
So what's next?
Okay. What's next? We're blessed. We were appointed and we got eventually the exclusive distributorship for another classic model. Okay.
Hmm. Pwede ba natin sabihin?
Yeah. But before I say that, again, this is for all the viewers, you know, asking. I have to address this. I hope it's okay. Royal Enfield is business as usual. Hmm. There will be an announcement probably soon enough for the next distributor. And we will support them also. Just don't ask me who, because I don't even know also even right now. But all I know is soon enough, there will be an announcement.
Wala bang shortlist? No, because I mean, this is your, I mean, just like when you said earlier na, oy, daming followers. These aren't followers. These are fucking Telly, Maynard, Nong, Jenna. You know, they're friends. So that's a family that you built.
Yes.
Right?
I always use this. It's always been La Familia for hardcore. And these guys that you the names, Maynard, Telly, Jenna, Phil, everybody here right now who's watching.
Hindi yan followers pa rin, tropa yan.
Guys, you are La Familia and you know that. Lahat tayo hardcore. Alright, so again, business as usual for Royal Enfield, but then again, 12 years of doing the brand, we're happy where it is now, but it's time for us also to, you know, to thread on new challenges. So there, we got another classic, another iconic brand, and they say one out of four motorcycles back in the days was BSA.
BSA.
Oh, eto.
Bimendo. Rider exclusive.
Ng BSA.
Oh, yeah. Sige.
Contest na lang kayo. Sino unahan dyan?
Okay.
Yung ibig sabihin ng BSA?
May isang voucher.
BSA. Game!
Yung tamang sagot, ha? Hindi yung bogus na sagot, ha?
Nag-google pa.
Yeah, that was a compliment, Jenna. That was a compliment.
Nag-google pa kayo.
That was a touching moment, actually.
Yung unang sasagot, ha? Yun na yung panalo.
What is BSA?
Sagutin ko na dapat para sa akin.
Ako, alam ko, munti ka na nga mabanggit eh. Ayun.
Nong. si Inigo.
May nanalo na ba?
Inigo Pimentel.
Birmingham Small Arms.
Si Maynard. Maynard, ano ah? Media to. Baka...
Maynard, sagutin mo na lang ano ang KTM.
Alam mo, ilan beses nila siya. Spell yan. Dealer. Hindi ko ma-pronounce yun eh.
Spell down eh yung spell, yung KTM spell.
BSA. May tama ba?
Yeah, it's Birmingham Small Arms.
Yun.
So it was Big
Smoldering Pimentel. Ass.
Si Grit Moto.
Kasama ko si Inigo mag-trail last Tuesday.
Inigo, nakita ko yung mga video, ha? Grabe, nakakahiya. Inigo. Akala mo hardcore ka rin?
Kailangan niya to.
Kailangan mo pahinga. Nanalo ka ng The Park Silang discount voucher.
But I like Jenna's answer. I'm not gonna say it on air, but I like Jenna's
nasabi
answer.
Nasabi ko na nga eh.
Nasabi mo ba?
May MDRCV ba ako? Hindi, no?
Hindi naman. All right, so...
Big smoldering tooth.
Ars. You can say Ars.
BSA, tell us about how that came about.
Okay. Scandal to. When I first learned that BSA is back, kasi marami nagbabalikan na brands right now, di ba? I got intrigued. Kasi sabi ko nga, being an old school guy and another very iconic brand, it kinda nahulog na lang din sa akin eh. You want, do we have time for the story?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hanggang bukas pa eh.
No. It's like this. For everybody's knowledge, this is how it started. I was in a meeting online. One of my suppliers for Moto Wings, which we bring in during that time together with Mars, DJ Mars. He's my partner in bringing in the Moto Wings, the exhaust pipe. These are performance pipe for Royal Enfields. Yes, we still have them. Anyway, I had a meeting with my supplier. Tapos sabi niya ganun, are you interested in bringing in Java. Yeah, it's Java. How you pronounce
Czech
it.
Java. Republic.
It's a Czech Republic.
Ito yung motorcycle. Ooh. Old school scooter na, ano, di ba?
They have scooters. Motorcycles. Oh.
May nirestore ako niyan recently.
Wow.
Dual sport na Java 250.
Java pala yung pronunciation
noon. Na
Hindi sa akin.
Okay. Galing. Sige.
Nakakatuwa, yung mga pyesa, pangkotse. Anyway, sige.
Okay, so Java. Nung tinanong nung principal ko for Moto Wings exhaust pipe, are you interested in bringing in the Java? Sabi ko, isn't it that Java and BSA is under one group, which is under Mahindra? Yes. How did you know? Gumana lang siya. Sabi ko, I'm interested with the BSA. Di ba? Yun lang. Tapos, fast forward na... sabi ko nga, we're kind of aggressive. And during that time, it was exactly a year ago when I was in my second tour of duty sa Himalayas kasama si Butch, diba? Side trip lang ako. Not knowing what to expect, to be honest. Wala lang. Friendly meeting with the people from Classic Legends. There's no commitment, nothing. I'm a big fan of the motorcycles. Para lang pupunta sa museum and that's about it. So we had the meeting and then hi hellos. I tested the prototype of the BSA Gold Star.
Nagamit mo na?
Back then.
My Gold Star.
Oh my God. Sinabi. Anyway, yun. Tapos, we kept in touch lang. And nung medyo we have to decide if I'm going to pursue it, that's how we did it. So... it is where it is now.
Oh, wow, and, ngayon ikaw yung linalapitan.
Honestly, this is a humbling story, no? After, siguro I have to share this lang. It's kind of flattering and in a humble way. After we made the announcement that, we have amicably, mutually separated with Royal Enfield after 12 years.
And then conscious decoupling.
Lalim. Hindi ko kaya i-spell yun. Other brands has approached us, talked to us, kahit collab lang. And for me, that's a blessing. And I count that as, we must have done something good in the industry.
Definitely, man.
Definitely. Lang good.
You can feel the love in the chats.
Di ba?
Thank you.
Lupit, no?
Ayan, so that's... yeah, again, sometimes I don't know what to say na kasi ang dami lumalapit. Tara, collab tayo. And I want to say yes to everybody, you know me, Brad. Pero at the same time, I might be spreading my wings too thin. So I'm choosing the projects now. But everybody in this industry, ulitin ko to, lahat tayo hardcore and thank you so much.
Yun.
Thank you.
So when will we see the BSA in the Philippines?
Very soon.
Nax, parang feeling ko na sa warehouse na yata.
Parang mga within the year, ano?
They'll be coming very soon. We're just mga final touching na.
Nasa pier na yata yun. Medyo,
customs clearance na.
Medyo matagal yun. Medyo matagal yun.
Kung malapit na ganun.
But soon and definitely we'll be announcing it and you'll see it. Yes.
All right.
I'm excited, dude.
I'm super psyched. And I really appreciate you dropping by, Jimmy.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you.
I mean, the fact that, after you sent that email out saying the conscious decoupling and the new things happening, then my message ko ka, hey, Jimmy, punta ka sa tunay na writer.
Thank you.
Wala si Aris, promise.
thank you.
No, so now, after... all of your experience in helping build the Philippine motorcycle community outside of RE mm-hmm. and the custom bike scenes. You really have impacted the Philippine motorcycle community. And I think your success has really been was partly or actually mostly due to the fact na tunay na rider ka talaga. I mean, you're authentic about your passion, about loving riding, and about loving the community. No, ano yung definition mo ng tunay na rider?
Ikaw.
Ikaw.
Ang dami sinabi. No,
every time I look in the mirror, sabi ni Jimmy, yun ang tunay na rider.
Ikaw.
I don't want to sound cheesy, pero tunay na rider is when you share the road and you, it's not being just, ang hirap i-define, Brad. Tunay na rider, when you feel the itch of, you know, riding and upuan mo yung saddle mo and just go anywhere, that's being a tunay na rider. But by being responsible also, by, you know, following the rules and sharing what you know, especially for the new ones. Because of this pandemic, marami natuto mag-motor and you should be helping the new riders. It's not that I am old, but I just started young. But yeah.
And early game. And follow your passion.
Follow your passion. Without passion, I believe you cannot do anything and you cannot start anything. It won't be successful.
Ang dami nagtatanong, Jimmy. Ang dami nakikinig sa atin eh. What's up with hardcore? What's an update? Oh,
Okay. What's up with hardcore? We'll be bringing in BSA. That's Hardcore Brothers Custom Motorcycles Inc. So we'll be the exclusive distributor for the brand, and we'll be continuing on riding. We have a lot of projects. You know, we're starting to accept projects again. I'm resetting. Kasi after Royal Enfield, parang na-feel ko that I have to reset.
The perfect place to reset is the Park
Silang. Ang galing mo, dude.
Ang galing. Buti may, may discount voucher for your glamping experience.
Tapos kahit pag umulan, nag-ride ka, may helmet dryer tayo.
Oh, from Hawk.
Wait, may na-feel ako, parang hindi pa matatapos si Jimmy dito sa BSA.
Oh, syempre.
So may nagtatanong, so when is Jawa also going to the Philippines?
I don't want to preempt it, pero we can and we might.
Ooh!
Yeah.
Oh, yan ha.
No final word on that yet, but we'll keep you posted. We'll keep you posted.
Okay,
magugulat to si Jimmy.
Last question na to. Last and final question.
Hindi, okay. Bikin pa ako eh.
last and final question. Nagtama.
Mainit lahat to.
We were talking about it earlier. Now that, you know, you are just friends with Royal Enfield.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're good.
It kind of frees you up to buy a bike that isn't an RE bike. What bike would that be?
Personal.
Oh, personal.
Non-business.
Oh.
Tatlo.
No one's listening naman, di ba?
Top three. Para hindi bias.
Na non-Royal Enfield.
Non-BSA.
Non-BSA.
Nasa limbo tayo ngayon.
Okay.
Limbo, tama.
On any order. Non-Royal Enfield.
On any order. No particular order yan.
No particular order.
Ayan.
Okay.
An Indian Scout?
Yun!
Ganda.
I have a Bonneville.
Okay.
Bonneville. And siguro last na wala dun sa dalawa.
Mm.
I'll get a pre-Evo Sportster carb.
Pre-Evo. Ang init nun.
Old engine.
Basta carb. Yung bago.
Old engine. Sorry.
Talaga.
Sportster na luma.
Yeah. Hardcore talaga.
I had that before. Yung Evo. I miss it. Kasi binenta ko yung ganun ko nung kailangan ko ng ponto for Royal Enfield.
Ganda.
Those are the sacrifices when you're following your passion. Yan.
Galing.
And I regret selling it.
Tama.
Ayun. Asan ka na, magpakita ka.
Yeah. So those three brands.
I had a Sportster. I don't regret selling it. Rigid yun, pare. Oh, yung 1996 na Sportster, pare, beautiful.
When we did the tour ng Hardcore Brothers Easy Ride, I think that was season 3 when we toured the whole of the Visayas, I was using my Sportster, naka ape hangers. 883.
That's why he's hardcore, man. Oh. All right. On that note, thank you so much, Jimmy. Any words of wisdom you want to leave with the guys before we
wrap up? I just have to say hi to Patrick from Singapore. He was with me riding the Himalayas before. Hey, Patrick. Nice to see you. Okay. Parting shots.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
To everyone, when you enter into a business, just be sure that, you know, you have complete passion, you have complete faith in what you're doing, and always remember that your business will never be yours. If you want to be blessed, that will never be yours. There.
Lali.
And share it.
All right.
Divodon.
And that's it. See you guys next week for another episode of 29 Rider.
The opinions of podcast creators, hosts, and guests are not necessarily reflective of the official stance of the Pod Network Entertainment, its hosts, or other network programs. The content created by the people behind the podcast is personal and not meant to harm any religion, ethnicity, group, organization, company, or individual.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Confidence starts with loving who you are. And when your skin feels nourished and glows on the outside, you naturally radiate confidence from the inside. Give your skin a glow up with Osea's clinically proven Mega Moisture Duo. This ultra-hydrating body care features two of Osea's best sellers, Undaria Algae Body Oil and Undaria Collagen Body Lotion. These seaweed-powered heroes use skincare-level ingredients normally reserved for your face for results you can see and confidence you can feel. Osea has been making clean, clinically proven seaweed-infused face and body care products for over 28 years. This luxurious skincare is vegan, cruelty-free, and climate-neutral certified, so you never have to choose between your values and your best skin. Glow from the inside out. Get 10% off your first order with code GLOW at OseaMalibu.com. That's OseaMalibu.com, code GLOW.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.